Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
No.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot. So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. Season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beast?
Wow, I remember when that song was originally done, the original version done by, of course, E-Max, the image producing that beat, Reloaded Poetry, 137 rounds. And then, of course, a few months after that, like last summer, that was the Swish Fam remix, the 137. Swish Fam remix. And we're starting off Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 3, verse 48. And wow, looking at the 216-486, area code 409996, and then area code 832-305. Whew, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 48. Man is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news. Thank everybody who, instead of just listening online so far, people are calling into that 646-478-0944 phone number. I have three quick disclaimers before I get to the telephones, just so that people have some idea of what's going on. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so please have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen, but please be respectful because we only have an hour-long program, so make sure you have your bullet points or what have you. I'll appreciate that. And then disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind because I feel that the Creator has allowed this show to be in existence so that we can share ideas, hear each other out, and those type of things. I want to let people know we have so much on our plate that next week, Creator willing, we will have some Kwanzaa talk, and then we have to talk about that bus trip that was taken down. But so many new issues have come up that without any further ado, instead of being a hypocrite, I'm going to go straight to the ones who are making this show and go to that 216-486 phone number. How are you doing?
Never, ever.
216-486?
Mr. Porter, I'm just here waiting to hear what you have to say about the crooked cops that we have in this city. I'm doing fine, and I'm waiting here to learn information from you because these crooked cops are just sickening all over the world. They're just crooked. Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome. You're very welcome because it is getting a wee bit out of hand. I thank you for that. I promise you we may get a chance. Well, not we may. I go by and how we start things off, so I will get into what you're talking about. Let me just check and see from this, 832 area code with a 305. I'm hoping you would like to add something into any discussion this evening. 832 with a 305, how are you? 832-305. And I'm taking it that you wish to listen, and I appreciate that. And that's the one thing that I say. That's why I give that warning that even if you wish to listen, I might come to you. But here's what I will do. If a person hears something and they want to feel free to call back, they can, and I will do everything I can to pick back up on some of the topics. One thing I might not have planned on getting into, but since it's early on, before I do anything else, I just want to go through, I'm going to do what the one caller requested. But before I do, I just want to go to the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday with the biggest buzz, entertainment, and or who's doing what. Starting off with number 10 being Emax the Image. Number 9, Queen Nana with her single Black People. Number 8, Cleveland Soul, Changing R&B. More on that later on. Number 7, Beat Effect with DJ Tech Record, the Scarface album. Number 6, Lady Meatrice. Number 5, Connie Sun. More on him later on. Number 4, T-Rilla and the U.S. Riders. Number 3, Black House Sounds. Number 2, BMA, debuting Black Man's Army Movie Night this Friday. More on that in just a little while. And number 1, the OPN Bless the Mic this Friday. More on that in just a little while. You know, I might not have started on that this particular topic this fast, but wow. Let's put it like this. Cleveland Browns wide receiver Andrew Hawkins made a bold statement yesterday at the Browns game by wearing a shirt that said, "Justice for Tamir Rice, John Crawford." You know, John Crawford, gunned down in a Walmart in Ohio. Yep, Dayton area, all that. Okay. And in response of, you know, nobody would have maybe paid any attention to that because he wore it in warm-ups. But when Andrew Hawkins of the Browns And he was overshadowed by everything. Everybody had the hype on Johnny Manziel, who got banged up so bad. Man, he needed to get like somebody like Tim Misney to make him pay, or at least make the Bengals pay for the beating they put on that boy. But the thing was, Andrew Hawkins' statement on that shirt, justice for Tamir Rice, John Crawford, in response, the current CPD, you know, Cleveland Police Department union head, Jeff Fulmer, said it's pretty pathetic when athletes think they know the law. The Cleveland Police protect and serve the Browns Stadium, and the Browns organization owes an apology. Now, fortunately, the Browns front office made a statement. We have great respect for the Cleveland Police Department and the work they do to protect and serve our city. We also respect our players' right to project their support and bring awareness to issues that are important to them if done in a responsible manner. Now, like I said, the back of Hawkins' T-shirt said the real Battle of Ohio. Now, what's funny to me is that Fulmer hasn't apologized for 137 shots, Tanisha Anderson, Tamir Rice, or any other infractions by the Cleveland Police Department. Recently, though, Jeff Fulmer was voted out as head of the CPD union. He'll be gone as of January 1st from the Cleveland Police Department union, and replaced by former union head Steve Loomis, who was voted back in. Now, that's where the good news stops, as Loomis slammed the recent Department of Justice report saying it's without merit, written by people that sit behind a desk and not out on the streets. Loomis also disagreed wholeheartedly and said and suggested the report was aimed at helping the United States Attorney Steve Dettelbach get a promotion. And Dettelbach has an agenda, wanting to work in Washington, but not on our backs, Loomis said. Training can't be deficient at a police academy, like the Department of Justice report said, that's top ranked in the state. Which is kind of sad that Loomis said it, because maybe it means that cops forget what they're taught once they leave. But Loomis claims he wants reform, but says it's a two-way street. The union won't sit at the table getting things stuffed down our throat without our opinion. And Loomis called Tamir Rice's shooting tragic, but justified, saying the officers involved meant to stop their cruiser, but their brakes failed, causing them to slide too close. It is good to know that Loomis is a great mechanic. Anyway, Loomis was last union head in 2011. He served a tenure for 2006 to 2011 before being replaced by Fulmer. Now he's being, you know, voted back in. Now, here are the bad things about this. During his 2006 to 2011 tenure, he received pensions in 2006 for confrontations with community activist Art McCoy and for arguing with a lieutenant while off-duty attending a Browns game. Who is letting you know we're in trouble, because Loomis was attending a Browns game, and argued with one of his own officers and was suspended. Now, I do want to say that Hawkins did some, he put a nice little summary on everything today. He said it best when he stated, "I'd have been a coward if I didn't stand up for what I believed in. I respect most police, but I want justice for those who do the wrong thing. I imagine losing my two-year-old under similar circumstances." With tears in his eyes, he said, "That scares the hell out of me." You know, the Browns might not have done anything right, but I can say one thing that I do respect. They at least scored a touchdown in my eyesight when an athlete like Hawkins, instead of, you know, just taking it out, stands up and says something. You know, I've seen this number pop up, leave me, pop up, leave me. Area code 409 with a 996. Area code 409. 996, what's on your mind this evening? Hey, hello. And I'm taking it that you want to listen as well, which you can do. I appreciate that. So what I'm going to do is take the time and let people know real quick that if you choose to, the blackonblackcleveland.com website. Lets you know a lot of things that's going on. That's why I tell you, I give information of all kinds that I possibly can. You can also reach me by Facebook at Alfred Porter JR period. That's got a sheriff's hat on there. Alfred Porter JR period. It's got a sheriff's hat on there. A lot of the news that I give this evening, I go through, look at, put it up there on the page as well as different radio programs or formatted programs that I may have been a part of. We have to make sure that we all continue to learn from each other and go even further than what we already are. I want to also let people know that the OPN and New Generation, the OPN Youth Council and New Generation presents the 6th annual toy drive and delivery to needy kids around the city. 216-374-3496. That's 216-374-3496. I also want to let people know that this Friday, this will go into what I'm about to play next, that this Friday, OPN Bless the Mic Night, hosted by Chris Bleek, DJ Emax, No Holds Barred, starring Connie's son, EC Network versus GAM, winner versus CC Ryder, and the main event, Promise versus Inferno, and the winner versus Lady Meatrice for the title. My man Ray Shark to perform, and that's at 9 p.m., 15453 Euclid at the OPN People's Community Center. That's a Press People's Nation Community Center. And speaking of Connie's son, he made a song about hometown. So someone very proud that somebody in my hometown actually stood up for something. A lot of them have been. That we're going to send this out to him. Be right back. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News.
I don't wanna bring war. Cause I'd rather make peace. Cause I'd rather make peace. Cause that peace only comes. Peace only comes. When the shot you release that. Shot you release that. And it's hard to survive.
Hard to survive.
In the belly of the beast, but I march.
Rep,
step. C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Look, this here my hometown. I run this bitch 10 toes down. Real niggas grit grind nose down. Catch a nigga stacking up a whole pound. A kid that murder rate never calming down. Feds, a lot of niggas slowing down. Know what that mean when the bitch is around. Snitch nigga told on the whole town. But don't let one nigga fuck up the city. A lot of niggas really wanna fuck with the city, but nobody ever really fuck with the city. Cause a lot of niggas fucking up the trust in the city. The bitches setting niggas up, get a nigga stuck. Innocent bastards at bars get struck by shots from security guards. If you feel me, nod. If you don't, then I don't give a fuck. But I love the land. My city ain't sweet when it come to fans. If you was from here, you would understand. A lot of these niggas ain't honest men. Now every street nigga ain't a rapper. Every rapper ain't a street nigga. If he can't eat with you, he gon' beef with you. If you want 23, she'll sleep with you. One time for my niggas drinking cheap liquor, I'ma hold it down. I'm on the rap reel to control the sound. Right out the backfield, now I'm touching down. You know that pack in when I roll around, the shit over now. The flow colder now, you know I'm known the clown. On every track I'm round until I hold the crown. Bitch, I'm gon' pound every song I'm on. I bet motherfuckers feel this from my. I don't wanna bring war. Cause I'd rather make peace.
Cause I'd rather make peace.
But that peace only comes.
Peace only comes.
When the shot you release, look.
When the shot you release,
and it's hard to survive.
It's hard to survive.
In the belly of the beast, but I march.
Rap,
step. C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Yeah. Yeah.
That was Connie's son, and if you're wondering why he's named Connie's son, hey, it's because, like he said, his mom's name is Connie, and he shines like the sun. A different type of artist, different type of message, and that goes out to the hometown. As a matter of fact, I need to take some time to let people know what's going on. You all say I don't give enough information on events or what's happening, and that's what this show is supposed to do. So let's get to it by saying that should you choose, you can use the same number, 646-478-0944, for Hood Tunes Radio, especially on a Saturday at 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, where Emax the Image, Music Business 101. You could also use this number of 646-478-0944 on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, where the elders speak. And then the same phone number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Talk, where Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Emax and the Mindset break down international politics to a local level. And on a Sunday, check out that Art McCoy radio show. That's Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WRE 1490 AM, or www.artmccoy.com. newstalkcleveland.com. Wow, with live streaming. And I need to go back just a little bit and add to that, since I'm giving like this type of information that's on my plate. Cleveland Soul happens every Sunday, and it's a closed mic. Gifted artists only, and that happens like 7 p.m. to midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 11 the Prospect at the Rathskeller, poetry and R&B, first 20 are free, next 30 are $5, and after that, all others are 10 with food and drink specials. Last night, you had poets like Red Strike, you had R&B singer like Esther, another poet from Free Thinkers. That's a good one to look up on Facebook. Brother did an excellent one. And another R&B singer by the name of Kayla, DVD and CD forthcoming, Two Soul Brothers Entertainment. So I'm very thankful for that in itself. You know, I'm sitting here going over a few things, and I need to take the time to at least look at maybe one or two things that I was involved in. And one of those things that I'm looking at right now in front of me, it meant a whole lot, and that's the truth. It was none other than, I have to take a look back at that, because I gave people like a small warning or asked them to do a favor, and I just wonder if there's something they'd like to add on from that 409-996, because I appreciate when anytime somebody might change their mind and have something to add on to something. 409-996, how are you this evening? Hey, like I say, that's the one thing. If you're checking back in to see what's going on, we appreciate you for that. And anybody else could do the same thing that's held on to the line and felt like they didn't wish to speak, they can speak it. Just hang up and call back. But I want to let people know that last week, December the 10th, 2014, Justice for the Fallen, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, that happened at Cleveland State University. And I'm going to let people know a little bit of what happened, because I was very proud of what happened at that particular large college campus, also the home of Norris Cole, who would eventually do not only great things at the Horizon League, but left, joined up with Miami Heat, first 2 years out, won championships. That's amazing in itself with, of course, the Miami Heat. And how did everything start? Well, it started out for the Fallen protest. It was Justice for the Fallen. And it happened last Thursday at Cleveland State University. And it began in the Black Studies Department, where everybody met up at the Black Studies Department. And that is located, of course, at the main classroom building, 1899 Euclid Avenue. And they met at 11:30 a.m., gathered together signs, supplies, you name it. And then they walked to the student center in silence, wearing all black to show the seriousness and bring attention to the group, which had so many different members in the group. It was beautiful. I have to give credit where credit is due, because the student unit did such an excellent job that at 11:45 a.m., wow, they went straight to the student center, and once everyone was in place, the sound would go off, and the sound came from one person hollering, "I can't breathe." Then three people fell down. The next person said, "Don't shoot." Then three more people fell down. It went back and forth until everyone was lying down on the floor. And after everyone was lying down on the floor, a lot of people remained on their knees, getting up in the air and chanting, "Don't shoot." And a special shout out to Miss Renee Matthews Jackson, who came to the front and recited her rap poem. And also, what stood out, some of the things, was Dwayne Castleberry of Speak Up's Poetry, who spoke of his brother being constantly tasered and beaten by the police until his brother, you know, made the attempt to fight back. Now he's in jail. You also heard from Brother Art McCoy, and it was very interesting what Art McCoy added to the conversation, because Art McCoy, 30-something odd years ago, started Black on Black Crime Incorporated. But what led to him starting it was because he always thought that back then, you know, mid-70s, that if people were shot or stomped or beat down by the police department, they automatically did something and brought it on themselves. It wasn't until the time that he went to retrieve a car that was parked on the wrong side of the road and was arrested, and they stomped and beat him down, put mace in his face. He had to wash out the mace when they sprayed it on his open wounds in the 5th District Jail at that time by using dirty toilet water. You can imagine that caused him to see things just a little bit differently, and that's where the Black on Black Crime Incorporated entity came from. And it was beautiful that you had a couple of on-fire poets who did it right. You know, I want to check back on this one number, give you another chance because you did call back. If it's still the same thing, that's cool. But if not, that 832-265, we'd love to hear what's on your mind.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
That's wonderful. I'm doing great. Just chiming in. Okay, this is Miss Contagious, as you already know.
Yes,
I have a question. Now,
go right ahead.
I want to, now I have not been, you know, I've been on and off. I would like for you to repeat probably the last couple of sentences that you did about how the black, what was it called again? Because I'm trying to take notes so I can go and read up on some things.
Are you talking about the Justice for the Fallen, Hands Up, Don't Shoot part?
Yes.
Where black on black crime was started by a brother by the name of Art McCoy, because at that time he figured, let's go back and say that he had just come home from the war, from fighting for the country. He started a barbershop. He was doing pretty well. He owns the barbershop off of 105.
Okay.
Business is booming, all of that. A young lady had parked the car, went out to get lunch, and parked it on the wrong side of the street. Police officer said something to her. He went to get the car and said, "Oh, officer, it's my car." Next thing you know, the police officer said, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to arrest you. Oh, yeah, I'm going to arrest you. Or this, that, and other." He's like, "Mouthing off. I'm just letting you know it's my car. I'll take the ticket in. You ain't going to take nothing." Let's be blunt. He said, "Nigger," cuffed him, took him down to the 5th District. He's waiting behind to be booked, and he said a couple of black police officers warned him, "Don't say nothing to him because they're going to beat you down." Brother Art McCoy said, "Oh, okay." So he stayed silent. When they took him for booking to his cell, he heard something walk up behind him. Somebody hit him in his head. 9 officers beat him down. He had to play dead. They threw him in his cell. And while he was laying up there bleeding and everything like that, they sprayed into the cell. He's hollering. Had to crawl over to the toilet. And they ask him, "How's that feel, nigger?" And fortunately for him, when his family came to get him out, the police had said, "Well, we're going to take him to the hospital." And they said, "No, we'll take him." And it caused him to start the Black on Black Crime Incorporated that's still running in Cleveland, Ohio.
So
it's one of those things. This happened around 1978, I believe.
1978?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Yes.
Hmm.
You know, he's spoke about that quite a few times on his radio program, but it was just amazing that he spoke on it there at the college, because everybody had gathered there and people were giving their own testimonies, such as Dwayne Castleberry, who was a young man who does the Speak Up Poetry Slam and is still going through some problems of his own with his brother, who the police actually have assaulted, tased, beat down, and for years. And they're in the midst of a case right now. And the problem is, Brother Art, it just brought tears to his eyes to see so many young people fighting on that cause.
Okay.
You know,
I'm going to sit back and listen.
Yeah, please. So that was just a part of everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting to see a player from the Browns, when he wore his T-shirt earlier in yesterday's game in the warm-ups, nobody noticed it, because I'm sure mm-hmm. that, as you know, everybody's focus was on Money Manziel.
Yeah.
So nobody, even a lot of us in Cleveland, include myself, noticed anything on the wide receiver Andrew Hawkins' shirt wearing justice for Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old, and John Crawford, who was gunned down in Walmarts in Ohio mm-hmm. for holding an air rifle. And
yeah.
the back of it said, "The Real Battle of Ohio." And the only reason it was noticed was because, of all things, the police union demanded an apology from the Browns organization. And I was very glad that the Browns organization did not give an apology. And I was also very thankful that the wide receiver himself was outspoken enough today to let people know that he'd have been a coward if he hadn't stood up for what he believed in. And although he respects most police, he wants justice for those who do wrong things, and that he actually imagines losing my 2-year-old under similar circumstances, and that scares the hell out of me. You know, it's so easy for our athletes to know, as you already know, Miss Contagious, that sometimes the once I make it, I don't have to say too much. So I can, mm-hmm. you know, sit back when people stand in long lines, not to call any names yet, but I can sit back while people stand in long lines to buy my tennis shoe. And the only time I speak up on social justice is when they throw my black behind out of a golf club for wearing the wrong type of khaki pants. No disrespect, much intended for Michael Jordan. But, you know, I can say that sports has helped so many athletes make it out of the inner city that it's just mm-hmm. refreshing to see some turn up and turn back and look at and look out and say, you know something? Stand up for what you believe in.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Before I say anything else, please tell people what it is you do. Because there's so much. There's so much, but I want people to, it'll keep me from having to tell people what you do, because a lot of times I tell people about you, and I've said it before, when I have you on the air, let the people know.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Miss Contagious with Gordon Richards Radio. You can catch me Monday through Friday, sometimes on Saturday, 347-4611. You can email me at MissContagious@BordenRichardsRadio with any topic, any news that you come up with, it will be discussed. Thank you.
Yes. Hey, and I thank you for the news that you share with me on my page. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, I have a whole lot. Oh, my goodness. But I'm going to send you that in an email. You know, some things,
okay.
You know, I want to catch them off guard and then bring it up to the, you know.
No
yeah,
problem.
I'm going to have to get your email later. But I'm going to sit back and take notes.
I thank you once again. Hey, and may you definitely enjoy the rest of what you hear.
All right, thanks. You have a good show. I'll be listening. I'm hit that one button.
Right.
I got a question.
Oh, you had one?
No, I say one to come when you get to talking. And I have some more to come. Just hit the one button. So you can just
all
turn
right,
me on
thank
back
you.
In. Okay.
You I know, sure will. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Jeez. You know, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I feel that I've been very, very, very blessed to be able to have this particular program, is to be able to talk about certain things like that. As a matter of fact, before I go into anything else, wow, maybe I should let people know that this Friday at 5:30 p.m. at 1899 Euclid Avenue, the main classroom building, large room 136, the Black Man's Army will show in association with the Black Studies Department, which myself and Silver B are on, or should I say Silver B in the mix. Where was I? Oh, yes. Definitely. The Black Man's Army and Cleveland State University Black Studies will show the film Sell Out Africans. That's a controversial film that will make you laugh or get mad, but it will be shown at 1899 Euclid Avenue, East 21st Street, and that's the main classroom building. Large classroom, number 136, first five we'll say if you are an artist or somebody wants to show a video, hey, we'll do that for you as well on the big screen. And I must put out that Baldhead Fred donated the film. And afterwards, a lot of us will go support the OPN Entertainment event where my man DJ Emax will be spinning. And with that being said, I think I'll take the time to just throw out something. Hey, anybody else want to add something? You can dial in to 646-478-0944. And I'm going to take the time, since I mentioned the name earlier, time to put in something on, you know, definitely from the ladies. Let It Bang from Lady Meatrice.
People, so I gotta...
Be right back shortly.
See, I'm not letting it bang to shoot or kill a nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm letting it bang to celebrate Lady Meatrice. Spice it up being in the motherfucking building.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang.
Other than Al Porter, Band in the Streets. This is Music Activism News. That's Music Activism News. And, wow, looking forward to doing a couple of things next week. Next week I might get myself into a lot of trouble because, well, we're going to talk about Kwanzaa, talk about the definition, the meaning, and why is it that a lot of us are not at least dealing with the one thing that could help our community out a whole lot if we would just follow these principles starting off after Christmas and at least use some of those principles like year-round, that maybe, just maybe, it's not as outdated as people would think. We're also going to talk about, which I think is very important, the trip that was taken to Washington the past week and that feel-good feeling. How long is it really going to last, or will we all fall off like we've done under so many other movements that we've been a part of? You know, since the civil rights movements, there have been a lot of things that have been started but never completed. Just some things to think about. And I will also get a chance to read and show some of those school things. I might get a chance to read out of one of my favorite books that I have that I'm looking at. It's called The Investigation of the Cleveland Division of Police. Wow. The United States Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division, United States Attorney's Office, Northern District of Ohio. Wow, that was put out December 4th, 2014, and it's caused so many problems that nobody can believe it. Anyway, I want to give a few more, you know, information of things that are going on that you can catch, such as SOTC Radio tonight, 89.3 FM. That's at 1 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, and 216 Radio, Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. I need to let people know about that Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated meeting that happens on Wednesdays, 7:30 p.m., 14715 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland Standard Time. That's at the Lee and Euclid intersection, the storefront. You know where we are. And since I need to let you all know as well that voiceitradio.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, Thursdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. If you don't get what I'm doing or where I'm going, let's put it like this. If a lot of us would link together like Voltron, the type of power that we could have, speaking of which, the legislature of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to get rid of and or restrict the use of the red light, speed light cameras, in essence, banning them. In large part of Cleveland and Maple Heights, overwhelmingly voting to ban those cameras in each prospective area. And because of this, you know, they were talking last year, last September, they said, we're going to vote them down, but it stalled. I guess they wanted to see what would happen in Cleveland and Maple Heights. Well, when they saw how people in different various organizations came together in unity, from motorcycle clubs, the Black on Black Crime, Inc., to the Black Man's Army, to the Sea Red Bandit Cameras Movement, the Ultimate Advocates, to also, wow, you even had people dealing with everything from immigration groups fighting this issue, and it passed. So you could join us this Wednesday at 6 p.m. East 105 in St. Clair. East 105 in St. Clair this Wednesday at 6 p.m. Join the camera removal team as we celebrate the victory. And we'll see you there, right there in Jeff Johnson's ward. The councilman who ignored the people and said we were going to keep those cameras around and no matter what. As a matter of fact, this song may or may not be appropriate, but since we'll be celebrating, maybe some of these will show up to dance with me. I got to go back and bother my man Emax the Image and throw on this song. Maybe he'll even show up and throw it on the speakers of his system. This is the remix of his classic, Big Legs.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm
Something, because he called in, we are going to go straight to that 440 area code. 440-334, how are you this evening?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I am doing excellent. I'm doing very excellent. And I noticed you had called a couple of times, so I'm glad that you called in. And what's going on with you this evening?
Well, this is Ms. Smith, and I'm so very, very thankful that I was able to get through on this evening because I am facing a very difficult situation right now, and we have a loved one in jail over an argument, and they're being charged with a very serious charge as a result of an argument.
I feel you, and if you... A very serious charge over an argument. And
yes.
With that, let's just put it out that in your mind, it would appear that the justice system of some kind is overreacting because you're saying argument, nothing physical?
There was absolutely nothing physical. And it's
okay.
A domestic violence charge. And I feel that in all, you know, due fairness to my mate-to-be, he is really just being treated totally unfairly, and they are using his past as a backdrop to charge him with this again.
Well, since you called me, and I know the rest of your phone number and everything like this, this is something that's very serious indeed. So if there, first of all, I can say that on my end, being Vice President of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, I would definitely call you back within maybe about 20 minutes to see what other extra assistance that I can do. A lot of times people don't realize that one of the main things we do is we do our best to find attorneys that will help, because a lot of times their public defenders may not do their job efficiently, or sometimes they need somebody to be there with somebody like yourself to at least make sure they do things further. So I can do that part and maybe see if we can get extra bodies to assist you at a hearing. When are things coming up, and what type of other help would you like to see?
Oh, I would be so eternally grateful if you could get some extra support and extra heads there in the courtroom on December 17th at 9 o'clock in courtroom 20B at the Justice Center, the Cuyahoga County Jail. I would absolutely like to see him exonerated, because I feel that this is happening a bit too often to black men. And it's not that me as an African-American woman, and you know, very, very grateful to be one, is trying to make it a racial issue. It has already been made one, because the statistics speak for themselves, with all due respect. And I just really feel for people that go through this and are wrongfully accused this way.
I hear you. And you're talking about December 17th, 20B, and you said 9 a.m.?
Yes, sir. His name is Ronald Harges.
That makes it very easy for anyone in the area that we put this out to, especially from our own organization or what have you, to recheck. I will talk to you directly, because the one thing I want to put out here real fast is that we work alongside different other organizations. And with that being said, I will take at least a couple of minutes and give you a couple of other names of people that might actually be interested in coming there. Because, you know, it's very easy to get out there and say, well, we support this, that, and the other, but it's a whole different monster when you actually need somebody there to assist you. And I'm very thankful that at least a lot of people I've been around will actually get out there. So I hope that's helping you.
Yes, sir. It's
okay.
A very, very rich blessing and very much appreciated.
No problem. And I just want to throw out there to anybody who's listening, because it's already public information, people see it riding on a black man's army bus. So if you ever see a number that says 216-804-7462, that's a direct contact. Another direct contact is also FB, Facebook page of Alfred Porter, JR, period, with the sheriff's hat on it. Another contact is as well for Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, is 216-253-4070. So thank you, and we will be there for you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you
very
much.
No problem. May you enjoy the rest of everything that goes on for the rest of this program, if you're holding line.
Okay.
And we will keep you in our prayers. We promise you that.
Oh, I am so very, very humbled by that. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Wow. You know, before we leave out, it's very important, like I say, that people wonder, why do you link certain shows or certain people out? There's a reason for that. I mean, a lot of times I will get on here and let people know about Facebook or Blog Talk to Who Has the Power Radio, or D Gambit Radio, or Bored and Restless Radio, Miss Contagious. Reason I do that is because I'm not trying to do this all by myself. You lose when you do things like that. I'm very thankful that there are a lot of people who were already out there on the streets fighting, and I do mean out on the streets fighting for certain issues before everything came to pass. I mean, there's a special song that I want to send out to, of course, the last phone caller, as well as Bored and Restless, Miss Contagious, and a couple of others who are definitely listening on the phone line who chose not to speak. But it goes into saying with what was just said, where the Department of Justice has completed its civil pattern or practice investigation of the Cleveland Division of Police, that's the CDP or division, and have concluded that we have reasonable cause to believe that CDP engages in a pattern of practice of using excessive force in violation of the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. Our investigation under the Violent Crime and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, 42 U.S.C. and 14141 focused on allegations of excessive force by CDP officers and have determined that structural and systemic deficiencies and practices, including insufficient accountability, inadequate training and equipment, ineffective policies, and inadequate engagement with the community, contribute to CDP's use of unreasonable force. As a matter of fact, I would just like to say real quick that what goes to what our last caller said, that the principle among the systemic deficiencies that have resulted in the pattern or practice we have found is the division's failure to implement effective and rigorous accountability systems. Force incidents often are not properly reported, documented, investigated, or addressed with corrective measures. In other words, what was being said is that deeply troubling to us was that some of the specially trained investigators who are charged with conducting unbiased reviews of officers or investigators, like our last caller spoke on, their investigations with the goal of casting the accused officer in the most positive light positive and possible. This shows bias, and the admitted bias appears deeply rooted and accounts and cuts to the heart of accountability system at the CDP. That's the reason why we definitely need to watch out for each other. This next track, hey, it goes out to my mom because she was on it. Goes out to everybody else. I want to thank the creator. And that's definitely what this track is called. I thank the creator for at least us being able to work together as a unit. Look out for each other. Stay blessed. Stay prayerful. And with that being said, I will talk to the caller shortly once I'm off the air. And may everybody appreciate this particular track in itself. Thank the creator. Peace.
To leave Cleveland, from ex-girl friends to others, who said you can't build a business and grow, but our quarter is too strong, and just like the creator hasn't forsaken us, be thankful the next few names haven't left.
Ball hit Fred, Sir Knock, C-Rock, Chop Shop.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Black on Black Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Workshop.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
L-Dog, K-Dog, Dollar Bill, Dollar Rock.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Suave, Frizz, The Log, Spitbox.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Black Nile, SOTC, and Silver B.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
D-Loran, X, Majestic, Quincy.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
GMS, Quest, Player T, and Ellery.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Emax, HTO, HJS, Ham City.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Be No Good, Corrupt, and I'm Not Done Name Dropping.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Ron Voigt, Tech Records, E&T's, Get It Poppin'.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Hollow Man, 3-in-1, Johnny O, Rico.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Fatty Banks, Pastor Twan, Dave Malley, and Cleto.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Art McCoy, Brother Kahar, my sister Donna Brown.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
OPN, Jail, Kevin Hurt is going down.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
350, J. Lewis, ADX, Astu.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Al Fats, TKM, Ray Cash, to name a few.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Strong Arm, Poison Ivy, AUG, Miss Moon.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Grande Uno, Jazz Mark, Red Dog, to name a few.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
AFM, Jack the Ripper, MJ Kelly, and Rain.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Primal Rage, Tag Man, the Breakers in the Game.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Stephen the King, Besto, Solo Poet, and Sway.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Major Taps, Foresight, Jazz Poets are mainstays.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Mr. Abdullah and Big E, a star.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Peekaboo and Dave Stewart took film real far.
Thank the creator that they haven't left. Please, son.